Section. Introduction. In this section, we introduce a new coding benchmark called USACO, which includes 307 challenging problems from past USA Computing Olympiad competitions. Each problem presents a task in a fictional scenario with example inputs, outputs, and explanations. Solving these problems requires a wide range of knowledge in algorithms, math, and common sense, as well as creative reasoning. Unlike previous benchmarks, models must create new algorithms tailored to each problem scenario. Even the best LM, GPT-4, only solves 8.7% of problems using zero-shot prompting on USACO. To explore advanced inference methods for competitive programming, we provide high-quality unit tests, code solutions, and problem analyses for each USACO problem. We also offer instructional texts in competition programming textbooks. By combining retrieval and self-reflection methods, we significantly improve performance, but still fall short of solving the benchmark at a high level. We conduct a human study where people interact with LMs in a tutoring setup, pointing out errors and giving hints. Surprisingly, on 15 challenging problems, GPT-4 solves 13 with human feedback, while GPT-3.5 solves none. This highlights the potential for LMs to benefit from high-quality feedback and the importance of developing methods for generating such feedback. Our contributions include introducing the USACO benchmark, testing LM inference methods for Olympiad programming, and conducting a human-in-the-loop study to understand LM capabilities and limitations in this domain. We aim to push the boundaries of code reasoning evaluation beyond simple tasks like human eval, towards more complex and comprehensive challenges. Section summary. In this section, we introduce the USACO benchmark, a coding benchmark with 307 challenging problems from past USA Computing Olympiad competitions. These problems require a wide range of algorithmic, mathematical, and common sense knowledge, as well as grounded and creative reasoning, setting a high bar for language models like GPT-4. By combining retrieval and self-reflection methods, we significantly improve LM performance on the benchmark, but still fall short of solving it above the bronze level, highlighting the need for further research on LM reasoning in competitive programming. Section: Human-Model Interaction. In this section, we explore how models learn from human feedback in synthetic tasks. Our goal is to create rules to help LMs engage effectively in math problem-solving dialogues. To test this, we use a setup similar to coding, where models interact based on specific rules to see how well they respond to feedback. The USACO benchmark is a collection of 307 expertly crafted problems from past USA Computing Olympiad contests. Each problem includes a description, sample tests, hidden tests, time and memory limits, and a detailed analysis with Python code. These problems are divided into bronze, silver, gold, and platinum tiers based on increasing difficulty levels, requiring creative algorithmic reasoning rather than relying on well-known algorithms. In these tasks, a model receives the problem description, samples, and limits, and must generate a code solution that passes all hidden tests within the given constraints. The model cannot access the hidden test inputs or outputs but can know how many tests its solution has passed. The USACO problems are effective for evaluating LLMs because they encourage creative reasoning in detailed scenarios. Unlike platforms like LeetCode or Caddies, USACO focuses on grounded algorithmic designs rather than symbolic coding questions. The problems vary in difficulty, with bronze-tier problems testing pure reasoning and higher tiers demanding innovative algorithm design tailored to specific scenarios. The benchmark also provides expert-written analyses with natural language explanations and Python solutions for all problems, enabling advanced evaluation techniques beyond simple test execution. To evaluate model performance, we consider top models like GPT-3.5, GPT-4, Claude 3 Sonnet, Code Llama 2 Instruct 7B, and DeepSeek Coder Instruct 7B as baselines. These models struggle with solving gold-tier problems and above, indicating the challenge USACO poses to current models. Errors in stronger models mostly stem from algorithmic issues rather than compilation errors, highlighting the need for improved problem understanding. Section summary. In this section, we explore how models learn from human feedback in synthetic tasks, aiming to engage language models, LMs, in math problem-solving dialogues effectively. By applying a specific interaction rule set similar to coding tasks, we assess the model's ability to respond to feedback. The USACO benchmark, comprising expert-written problems of varying difficulty levels, serves as a robust evaluation tool for LLMs, challenging even state-of-the-art models like GPT-4 with near-zero pass rates for gold-tier problems and above. Section. Problem release date impacts performance. In this section, we explore how the release date of a problem can affect its performance. We conducted tests on 36 selected problems released after certain training cutoff dates. We observed that the solve rate dropped to zero for all models. However, it's important to note that USACO questions are known to get harder each year, which could explain the decrease in solve rate due to the increasing difficulty rather than just the timing of the release. We then delved into techniques to enhance reasoning during the inference stage. Previous studies have shown that using specific prompting and retrieval strategies can significantly boost performance across various tasks in natural language processing, multitask QA, and embodied intelligence. To see how effective these methods are, we applied self-reflection and retrieval techniques that have been successful in other areas to USACO problems. Self-reflection techniques aim to help models improve their performance by learning from past attempts. We mainly focused on a technique called reflection, which not only learns from previous tries but also keeps a record of them to enhance future problem solving. In our setup, the model first tries to solve the problem and provides a code solution along with an explanation. Through multiple reflection iterations, the model analyzes past mistakes, corrects the code, and uses feedback from previous attempts stored in a buffer. This process continues until a set number of debugging steps is reached. We also explored retrieval augmented generation, RAG, a method that has shown promise in reducing errors and enhancing reasoning in various fields. We created two retrieval setups named semantic retrieval and episodic retrieval, drawing inspiration from how humans recall information when solving problems. For the semantic knowledge store, we used a competitive programming textbook with algorithmic concepts tailored to USACO. As for the episodic knowledge store, we simulated a scenario where the model had encountered all USACO problems except the current one being solved. Our experiments revealed that the most effective retrieval query includes the current problem description and an initial solution attempt. This helps retrieve relevant algorithm descriptions from the knowledge base. We found that combining retrieval and reflection methods can further improve performance. In our evaluations, we focused on achieving a pass at one rate. We provided execution results for models to reflect on during self-reflection. While our initial experiments used GPT 3.5 and GPT-4 models, future work will explore results with open-source models. Section summary. In this section, we explore the impact of problem release dates on performance, observing a drop in solve rates for models when tested on newer, more challenging problems. We investigate the effectiveness of self-reflection techniques like reflection and retrieval methods such as semantic and episodic retrieval to enhance reasoning and code generation in USACO problems. By leveraging curated knowledge sources like competitive programming textbooks and past USACO problems, we aim to improve model performance through better retrieval queries and iterative self-improvement loops. Section. Results. In this section, we summarize the performance of our models in different scenarios. By combining episodic retrieval and reflection, we significantly improve performance, more than doubling the performance of zero-shot GPT-4. Episodic retrieval works well across different model sizes, unlike reflection. We observe that the ability to self-reflect effectively emerges in stronger models, as supported by previous studies. Both semantic and episodic retrieval are effective, with episodic retrieval even bringing GPT 3.5 close to GPT-4's zero-shot performance. This is because self-reflection depends on the model's strength to reason over sparse reward signals, while retrieval allows models to refer to existing reasoning and code snippets, requiring fewer intrinsic capabilities. Our findings align with previous research showing that language models can understand complex programming solutions better than they can generate them. Episodic retrieval and reflection complement each other well. Episodic retrieval achieves new highs when combined with reflection, but not with semantic retrieval. For GPT-4, a significant portion of problems newly solved with semantic retrieval are also solved with episodic retrieval. This suggests that combining the two techniques may reduce performance because the additional knowledge from semantic retrieval competes with long contexts, which current models struggle with. In contrast, there is less overlap between problems solved with reflection and episodic retrieval, indicating better synergy. While the solve rates for challenging problems improve, platinum problems remain unsolved, presenting a future challenge for inference techniques and models. The performance gains are not simply due to memorization. To test this, we remove critical sections of retrieved solutions and find a drop in performance. Qualitative analysis also shows no significant overlap between generated and official solutions. Our qualitative analysis focuses on the benefits of retrieval, our most effective technique during inference. We present three examples illustrating how models can benefit from retrieval in solving new problems. In the first example, models learn from similar problem environments. In the second example, models adopt existing code structures and algorithms. In the third example, models utilize algorithmic concepts and reasoning from texts. In benchmark evaluations, we found a wide range of model errors, from misunderstandings to subtle implementation issues. To further assess a model's problem-solving capabilities, we conduct a human-in-the-loop study using an interactive tutoring setup. A human provides feedback to the model without giving specific fixes, allowing the model to correct its mistakes within specified rules. Section summary. In this section, we observe that combining episodic retrieval and reflection significantly enhances model performance, more than doubling the zero-shot performance of GPT-4. Episodic retrieval proves to be effective across different model sizes, unlike reflection. While self-reflection emerges as a property of stronger models, both semantic and episodic retrieval techniques remain effective, with episodic retrieval even enabling GPT-3.5 to approach GPT-4's zero-shot performance. Section: Results. In this section, we discovered that on a small set of 15 problems where both GPT-3.5 and GPT-4 failed to solve using various methods, involving human feedback significantly boosted GPT-4's performance from 0% to 86.7%, solving 13 problems. However, it did not improve GPT-3.5's performance. GPT-3.5 tended to suggest irrelevant fixes, while GPT-4 accurately pinpointed algorithmic solutions based on minimal feedback. When analyzing individual problems, we observed that GPT-4 responded better to general feedback about its algorithm or understanding being incorrect. It was also more likely to find the correct strategy on its second attempt. In contrast, GPT-3.5's retries were usually not helpful. For instance, in problems like Hungry Cow and The Lost Cow, GPT-4 adjusted its strategy correctly after being told not to use certain methods, whereas GPT-3.5 did not show improvement. Moreover, GPT-4 was able to follow specific instructions for fixes, unlike GPT-3.5. For example, in The Lost Cow, GPT-4 corrected its calculation approach when given specific information about the initial position. This highlights that models' full capabilities may not be evident solely from their success rates, emphasizing the need for better evaluation metrics and methods to provide effective feedback to enhance reasoning abilities.